Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of our favorite cocktail creations. Frohe Weihnachten and Merry Christmas, everybody. Ioana and I are super thrilled this week to have our first ever live and on-location interview at one of our favorite spots in Chicago, Chicago's Chris Kindle Market. We are talking with Layla Schmidt, who is one of the marketing and communications managers, and we are so excited to give you a sneak peek into some of the traditions, foods, sights, sounds, and smells of one of our favorite festive spots. Let's dive right in.
Welcome back to the episode. We are so excited to be in a very special place filming this episode. Chicago's Chris Kindle Market is Chicago's favorite holiday tradition, an outdoor market that features the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of German heritage. The market has become a staple to not only locals, but Americans and Germans across the country.
Yes, and since 1996, as a free event, it has attracted both young and old for their famous imported mulled wine and their very gorgeous mugs, delicious potato pancakes, the most beautiful ornaments you could ever buy, according to my mother, and lots of gorgeous German goods. As someone who has been attending the market since the year it opened, 2 years after I was born, and a proud German-American, I am thrilled to be talking with basically the boss of the market, Layla Schmidt. She is running the show, and she joined us, as you can probably tell from our audio this week, live from the Wrigleyville Market location to share a bit about herself and how you can enjoy the market this Christmas season. Layla, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thank you. I'm going to say really quick, I'm just the marketing manager, and the boss is my boss, CEO, Maren Wiesner-Privy.
Layla is the boss for the next 20 minutes. So first and foremost, just tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your role at the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Layla Schmidt. It's okay, like Layla is the American pronunciation of it. So the German way is Layla. And I'm the manager for marketing and intercultural communication at the German-American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest and its subsidiary German-American Events LLC. Long title here. Actually, the organizer of the Chris Kindle Markets, Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way, and also the one at Daly Plaza.
Awesome. And for folks, maybe I think almost everybody that is from Chicago, and even we were talking Germans and other just Christmas lovers from around the country, mm-hmm. have been to or know about Chicago's Chris Kindle Market. But for the few folks left who have not been, tell everyone what the market is and what they can find here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you said, we've been around since 1996, and actually the original purpose of the market was to further bilateral trade between the US and Germany.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, back then vendors were invited over here, so we started out in 1996 with 13 vendor booths, and
wow.
Now here we are with 55 at Daly Plaza, wow. and more than 20 at Wrigleyville. So it's just, it's a great opportunity for those vendors who come from overseas, who come from all over the U.S., different countries, also local ones, to be out here and, you know, present their products and their foods, beverages to the visitors, right? And then the visitors, they come, they have a unique experience, they can get into the holiday spirit here.
Yes.
You find live entertainment, like our Alpine Brass Band, for example. You find all kind of delicious food that you can try. The best part is it's admission free. So, of course, you gotta pay for the foods and the merchandise and everything you're getting on site, but you don't have to pay to get to the market or into the market, and you can just enjoy the holiday lights, the decor, the music, and, you know, have a wonderful time with your family, with your loved ones, your mm-hmm. friends, colleagues.
Yes. So
you just touched on different foods and different booths. Tell us a little bit about your favorite foods and your favorite booth around the market.
Okay, well, that's, you know, I did a tour with an influencer group earlier where I was like, this is so good and this is amazing. This is delicious.
Yes, we walked in and we were like, oh, we have to go here, we have to go here, we have to go here.
Exactly. So that's how I am. I wouldn't say I have a favorite. I just love trying all the different vendors. So of course, as a German, I love having bratwurst here, potato pancakes, Leberkäse, right? Which is not that known. Goulash soup might also not be that known. Ah. At the one downtown, we have roll mops, which is herring. So it's fish
I've never seen that.
I'm from an island, right? I love the fish products, of course. Yeah. But then also, it's so good to try local foods. Like we have Solent Smoke right next to us, where you can get mac and cheese. You saw me eating that earlier. Barbecue. But then also, what's very popular, especially for taking pictures and videos, is our baked cheese booth. So the raclette people, you know, where you see the cheese dripping down, and it's just amazing. You see and you're like, I want to try this. So there's something for everyone. We have vegan options too. So if you want to check out those plant-based empanadas over there, that's another option. Sweets, strudels, cakes, licorice, so there's something for everyone, sweet and savory, and it's, you know, I would say just walk through, have a look at all the different booths, and then, you know, do a little taste test, maybe come with a bunch of people, and then you can try and share a lot of different things.
Yeah, and you mentioned the amount of booths. There are a lot of staff members here working those booths. Since I was a child, I've always wanted to know who works the booths, and like, how do they hear about it? Are these all German Americans, Germans, tied to Germany in some way? How does it work?
So yeah, as I said, so we at the market downtown, 60% of the vendors are actually from Germany.
Wow.
And many of them have stayed with or been with us since the beginning, since the market opening, or for the past two decades.
I love that.
Right? You have traditional German food there, for example, that has been with us forever. Also having different items like Biersteins there as well. So, but then also we have a lot of local vendors. So as you can see here, as I just mentioned, Solent Smoke or Westtown Bakery, actually they are right across the street. So we want to make sure we offer a space for locals. Then also we have Otavala Inco, for example, from Ecuador. So we want to make sure it's really from all around the world. Locals are included all over the US. So yeah, and so you have the owners here of the booth. You also have, of course, people they work with. So it's
awesome.
Great.
So you kind of touched down, and we talked about this in the beginning before we got started with our interview. Tell us more about COVID and how COVID affected the market. Were you guys open? How were the last kind of 2 years, and did it take a toll on the market?
Yes, so of course the last year was very challenging for us, and especially for our vendors, because most of them are small businesses.
Yeah.
So we were happy that at least we could offer the virtual market last year. So
I saw that.
It was our alternative home for the holidays. So it was fantastic to at least give our vendors a platform throughout that challenging time. And yeah, now we're so happy to be back in person, that all of us are here again. We're able to bring the experience back to everyone in Chicago and everyone who's traveling to Chicago for it. And so we have some measurements in place, of course. For example, you can see all the QR signs throughout the market, the maps that you can see. So we try to keep it as touch-free as possible. And then we have health and safety guidelines online. The Stammtisch House, the Timber House at Daily Plaza is actually exclusive to Stammtisch reservation. Reserved, oh my god, they have German accent. reserved tables only. So
okay.
You have to reserve a table in order to go to the Timber House, which is heated.
Yes.
So in the past, that was half Stammtisch and then half for the public.
Yes. Okay.
So things like that have changed. You know, we put up little like dividers between the tables, of course, so we make sure to be as safe as possible and keep everyone safe.
It feels like coming out of COVID, and we're still dealing with COVID, it feels like this COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, I feel very normal and relaxed and
like
happy in here.
Yeah, like it's a very happy holiday feeling, which I think is amazing that you're able to bring that even during this time.
No, that's exactly what we want to do, like make people feel happy, bring back their favorite tradition, you know, get into the spirit. So.
Yes. Okay, you said the word tradition, so I have to ask about the famous mugs. What is the story behind the mug, and what is the, I mean, so many people have these mugs, and if
I
you go, if you go in anybody's home, anywhere in the Chicagoland area, you will see one of these mugs from some year on somebody's shelf or in their cupboard. What is the story behind the mug?
So that's so true, right? No matter where you go, everyone's like, I have at least one mug. Some of them have 20. So when you have a look at the mug, and I'll show you guys later, you can see that it has a little 0.2 liters on it. So that's the traditional mulled wine mug, right? As we have it in Germany, because we use liters. So everyone's always confused, like, what does that mean? Is that a number? It's like, that's very typical. That's how it's served, the 6 ounce, 0.2 liters. And so they are ceramic.
Ceramic.
Ceramic. I'm like, that was the wrong pronunciation. They are ceramic, and we make sure that we have a different design and shape every year, because that's what makes it so special, and that's what makes it a collector's item, right? So that you can see different colors, different designs, and you know, we have the boot, we have the flute shape, we had the heart before. So we started in the beginning, and then for a couple of years, for the first 2 or 3 years, there was one mug design, and then from there on it changed every single year. And we're working with a design company in Germany, actually.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it starts in January, February. That's when we start talking about the design.
Supply chain.
Yeah. And so it's a whole year project, pretty much. And then, of course, they have to be produced and ordered. So we got to make sure it's ready in the beginning of the year. And, yeah, of course, the reveal of the design is always a big deal, right? Everyone is waiting for it. This year we did a little scavenger hunt for it. So we're trying to keep it exciting. And, yeah, we got very good feedback so far, so...
I love it. I'm so happy.
What is your, so you kind of touched on being the marketing manager, and kind of what does that entail day to day, and then when do you really start prepping for the market?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much we wrap up this year's market in January, and we already start preparing the campaigns for the new year.
Oh my God.
So this year we had a campaign starting 25 weeks out. It was called 25 weeks and 25, 25 years and 25 weeks.
Wow, yeah.
Because it's our 25th anniversary. So we had a lot of things going on throughout the year, and we make sure, you know, the advertising, the media coverage, the press releases, like everything has to be prepared throughout the year. So it's a whole year project, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize. So
no. Yeah, it is a big event, and it happens every single year, so
yes.
It makes sense. My last question for you is, so one of my mom would kill me if I didn't mention this. One of our traditions, since I was basically born, is that we come every year to the Daily Plaza location, go through the big ornament house, and we each pick out an ornament to put on our very traditional German Christmas tree. Do you have any favorite traditions or parts about the market that stand out to you?
I just love that we have the Christkind come to the market. So she's the name of the market.
Yes.
Very traditional German.
She's been all over the Instagram.
Oh, yes. She is. So she is the gift giver to kids in German-speaking countries. So, of course, it's wonderful to have her here, right, to have meet and greets with her. People can take pictures of and with her. So she's coming to the market every Wednesday and Saturday from 12 to 1. So I love that we do that, of course. Chicago's own Christkind. And we also do other traditions like the Lantern Parade, for example. So families, I don't know whether you did that, but families can come to the market, pick up that little lantern. It's a very typical German tradition. And then they walk around the market with the Christkind and sing German and English Christmas carols.
I could cry.
Yeah.
So my last question, where can people find more information about the Christkindle Market, and then how long are you guys running for?
Yeah, so christkindlemarket.com is where we have all the information about both locations, about the reserve table programs, our online shop, because we still sell the gift boxes, mugs, and other merch online. And then, of course, also Instagram, the Christkindle Market is our handle. We're trying to, you know, engage a lot with people there.
Yeah.
We just started having a TikTok account.
Yeah!
Same handle there. And then, of course, our Facebook pages and Twitter as well. So, yeah, get in contact with us. Send us an email. Call us. We're always available for questions.
Awesome. Well,
thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Yes,
good.
Happy holidays.
Please enjoy some more mac and cheese
and
mulled wine. I know it's probably a stressful month for you. So... thank you for taking time, and we appreciate it so much.
Thank you, and I hope you have a really great taste journey here today.
This is your weekly sip with Aaron Carlson and Ioana Kekatos.
Pouring a glass of the week's hottest news, here are your top headlines.
For our first Christmas headline, we are going to throw it off to NBC5 Chicago. Love visiting Chicago's annual Christkindle Market during the holiday season? Well, like Ioana and I, you are not alone. Global travel site Big 7 Travel just released its list of the best 25 Christmas markets in the U.S. for 2021. And no surprise to us, Chicago's Christkindle Market is on it, and it takes the top spot. This year's top Christmas markets were ranked on several factors, the travel site says, including vendor variety, entertainment, local traditions, social media popularity, and Big 7 travel writer suggestions and previous awards. Congratulations to Chicago's Chris Kindle Market.
And your true love is going to shell out a lot more money to buy all the items listed in the song 12 Days of Christmas this year. The total cost for everything from a partridge in a pear tree on day one to 12 drummers drumming on the 12th day is $41,206, which is up from $38,994 in 2019. PNC Bank, a financial services firm, calculates the Christmas price index, which measures the cost of all items in the song. It says the Christmas price index is up 5.7% this year and is the largest increase in 8 years. The lighthearted index is not meant to be a reflection of the true cost of holiday gifts for a household, but it does indicate that inflation is increasing the cost of gifts.
And whether it is up or down 5.7%, that is still more than my average annual take-home pay. Thinking about cutting down your own Christmas tree this year to save on the rising tree costs? If you're heading to a national forest, there will be several steps to take. First, if you are going to cut down your own tree, make sure that it is legal in your selected forest, state, or municipality. And second, ensure you apply for the proper permit ahead of time. And third, ensure you cut from a designated area. The shortage of trees this year is due to climate change, and tree farmers say that the year-over-year demand increases over the last decade are not adding to the supply chain issues.
And U.S. Customs officers have seized a container filled with more than $30 million worth of fake designer bags and clothing at a Los Angeles port ahead of the holiday season, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials said. CBP officers found bags, shirts, and pants bearing counterfeit logos, including Gucci and Louis Vuitton, at the Los Angeles seaport on November 9th. The container of about 14,000 items had been shipped from China and would have had a combined estimated recommended retail price of over $30 million. The CBP said that counterfeit goods have historically been sold in underground outlets and illegitimate websites. The CBP recommended that shoppers purchase directly from trademark holders or authorized retailers and read reviews and check for working phone numbers if shopping online.
And the good thing about holiday joy is that it is something that cannot be faked. Those are your headlines for the week. Be sure to tune in next week for the news that you need to know now.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social at sipwithme_. Join us next week as we unwrap a very special Christmas gift under the tree, one of our favorite Christmas stars of all time.